But I want to jump right in here on this Saturday afternoon with our first guest on a really interesting story, an important one. Charles Petrov joins us now from Axis Living, and they are suing the Chicago White Sox in part because of how season tickets are distributed to those with different abilities. Charles, thanks for joining us here this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, John.
I wanted to just, before we get to the White Sox suit specifically, can you remind me and our listeners what the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act, states as it relates to sports stadiums generally? What are they supposed to offer folks with different abilities?
Generally, the ADA requires equal access. And usually we get tied up in issues of construction and building, because a percentage of the seats in a sports stadium need to be built to be accessible. But it also requires equal access and other things. For example, the subject of my lawsuit, which is the sale of the tickets to see the event.
Okay, so let's get into that. What do you and the clients you have say the White Sox are doing wrong?
It's sort of hard to believe, but they're simply leaving the accessible seats in the stadium unsold and not available for purchase. Primarily, the biggest problem we have is they refuse to sell their season tickets on their website. So if you want a regular seat, you can go to the website starting in, say, November, December, and you can price out the various season ticket packages and look at your seating options and make an informed choice about all the season ticket packages available in the stadium. But if you need an accessible seat, There are zero season tickets available. The follow-up problem is that even if you later decide, okay, well, I'm just going to get a single game ticket to the stadium, White Sox Stadium has a lot of accessible seating. It almost completely rings the lower deck. So of the 63 sections in the lower deck, 44 of those sections have accessible seating, which is a very generous amount of accessible seating.
Well, that's good.
But when our clients go to pick a single game ticket for a game, most of those sections are blacked out and unavailable for purchase. And then when they go to that game, they're just sitting empty.
Okay. Have the White Sox said why they do that? I mean, I imagine that the first course of action isn't immediately a lawsuit. I'm sure there's emails back and forth to try and rectify it before going to court. So what are they saying?
Oh, absolutely. The first step was to communicate with the White Sox, and we did have meetings with them. They said they needed to reserve seats for group sales, and they had a couple of other answers before they got to that one. But as we pointed out to them, you know, no one reserves half of the regular seats in the stadium for group sales. If you were to go look for a ticket today, you could find that, you know, there's hardly any part of the stadium that is blacked out because they're not getting great attendance. You can see where
right.
the seats are. However, you know, for the accessible seats, what that would have to mean is that they're holding back like half the seats in the stadium for group sales. And we tried to follow up and explain that we really didn't think that made any sense. And the White Sox stopped talking to us. So when they stopped talking to us, we were left with filing a lawsuit to get their attention.
So I you know, I guess I understand working for another franchise in town, like the idea of you want to carve out some space for group sales when they happen. And even if they don't happen, you want to carve them out just in case they do. You want to have those available. Those can be lucrative. They can get a lot of people to the stadium. And that's great. Why are the ADA sections part of those group sales? Is it a matter of they want to make sure, or at least they say they want to make sure, that as part of group sales, they have seating for anyone that might have a disability to be able to go as part of that group?
Yes, and quite honestly, it's a great idea to reserve some of the accessible seating for group sales. So that there would be some seats reserved is actually something we would support. The problem that we're faced with here, though, is that all the most desirable seating in the better price points were blocked out for sale. The White Sox were essentially asking people who needed accessible seating to sit in the outfield or the upper deck.
Ah, so what now, when, the argument
when the season
is that
was long gone, they started to offer a couple more tickets, but only after the White Sox were completely out of competition.
So what you're saying is at the get-go, if someone wants to buy season tickets for an ADA seat, number one, they weren't able to do so, and number two, if they wanted to just go to a single game and do it online, there was simply no way to get the better seats because they had been blacked out entirely. Is that only through the online portal, or if they called the White Sox too, was that the same?
So my clients have had varying different experiences when calling the White Sox. One of my clients at one point just stayed on the phone for 3 hours until they finally sold him the seat. And they were telling him he couldn't purchase them by phone. Another thing that happens frequently is many people with disabilities who go to that stadium are told that they should buy a regular seat and exchange it at guest relations when they arrive at the stadium. Now, you know, we're supportive of there being the ability to exchange tickets at guest services. Some people need accessible seating for a short-term basis.
Right.
They may have bought the ticket when they were, you know, had no need of it, but they were injured and now suddenly they need an accessible seat. You know, there's nothing wrong with exchanging some tickets at guest services. But when you can't, when you know you need the accessible seat and you can't purchase it, my clients end up going to the ballpark before the gates even open to try to negotiate that seat issue. And, you know, it's a major drag on seeing a game. It's
yeah.
the kind of thing that a person who needs a regular seat doesn't have to go through.
So I guess what I'm getting at is that, and I think that this is where you're driving next, I just want to make sure I understand, is that obviously the ADA, you should have a similar experience to go to the game as anybody else, and you would categorize even the purchasing of tickets, that process of getting the seat that you want, should also be an equal opportunity as well.
Yes, and, you know, I think an example from one of my clients makes a lot of sense here. You know, some of those accessible seats are just in the sun, and some of them are in the shade. So, you know, my client needs the shade. You know, you can't just get out of the shade as easily as other people who don't use a mobility device, and those seats in the shade are particularly desirable. The ones out along the first and the third baseline, those are primary targets for him because they're also reasonably priced and they're in the shade. And that's you know, part of the big swath of seats that they're just leaving vacant. And, you know, let's face it, the White Sox should be selling a ticket to anyone who wants a ticket at this point. They're not selling out their games. So there's just no rhyme or reason from our perspective as to why they would hold all that territory and not put it up for sale.
Right. And some people might say, oh, well, just stay on the phone for 3 hours. But that's not fair either, right? Like, it should be the same. It should even be just the same experience buying it online. Now, I understand that maybe you might have nefarious actors out there buying ADA seating online. Maybe there would have to be some confirmation when you got to the section that that is indeed what you are is required of you. I don't know if that's like a sticking point as well, but I guess that happened through any sort of purchasing mechanism either. So I'm sure they've worked out a system for that. But it seems
we actually talked to the White Sox about that, and they said that was not the problem.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
you know, we're sympathetic to that. We don't want those seats being misused, and I think that is an important problem when it comes to accessible seating. But the White Sox have told us that's not what's involved here. That's why we remain confused.
I also want to point out to our listeners, too, because often people will text in or call in and say, this is just a money grab. You guys are just simply asking for them to change their process. This is not there's no damages being associated with this or anything?
That is absolutely true. There are no damages associated with this case. We are only seeking injunctive relief, meaning we're only seeking for the White Sox to change their website so they can sell the accessible seats on it.
And just to recap again, there's a lot of great ADA seating, so I imagine you applaud them like other organizations that have made that available. It's just the mechanisms in which people can sit there is the problem.
Yes, and you know, that's why this is all the more perplexing, because if you have to reconfigure a stadium, obviously there are going to be costs involved, and that will slow down a team because, you know, they're trying to make money and pay their executives and their players and everyone else. This is not about needing to reconfigure the stadium at all. We're just trying to get to the seats that already exist.
All right, Charles Petroff, I hope you update us when you get an update, okay?
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
From Access Living, they do a lot of work. I do want to point out the White Sox did release a statement in part saying, quote, "We are disappointed by this lawsuit as the White Sox always hope to accommodate the needs of all of our fans in the ballpark." And they went on to say that the organization complies with all legal requirements when it comes to providing accessible seating for guests. We'll have to see how this one plays out.